Super Typhoon Niaguri takes a turn for the better. Fighting isn't done yet in eastern Ukraine, and saving orphans from human trafficking smells like lavender. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Super Typhoon Niaguri may have been downgraded, but like its namesake, Raccoon, it's still causing plenty of damage. Japan faces not only a fierce hurricane, but also a small quake. Those elements combined have the Japanese ill at ease. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa says,
"This is really early to receive this kind of a major typhoon. So people wondering what's happening to us, and things are not normal, and we cannot bear any more major disaster." That's the concern that people have.
The church is ready to stand in the gap.
Triple disaster that happened in 2011 helped us to minister to the local people with both hands and the hearts and the words and deeds together.
Pray for safety, and more than that, pray for opportunity.
Pray that the small church of Japan will stand up and stand in the gap and communicate love of Jesus Christ in the devastated situation.
Next, if you thought fighting was over in eastern Ukraine, you might want to listen to this report. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association just returned from the region.
There's a tremendous amount of scary, difficult military action going on that people have to endure every night. We're hearing stories of people venturing out to just get food and being held at a machine gun point with a revolver next to their ear.
Nonetheless, pastors supported by SGA are hanging tough and staying put.
They are there when 80% of the church is gone. The men we work with have not left their churches.
At missionnetworknews.org, you can help SGA send the much-needed resources.
What an amazing thing to see how these men are faithful to declare the gospel.
Please keep Ukraine in your prayers. Pray for believers to remain unified. Pray that hearts would be softened and that the gospel would go forward. You're listening to Mission Network News. Politicians are admitting their mistakes in Lebanon, which is struggling to elect a president. Worse yet, ISIS threats against the country continue to grow. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is airing a series of interviews with presidential candidates regarding their faith. The episodes include a confession time to promote peace and remind Christians that leaders need Christ, too. Please pray for God's guidance for the 8th election attempt later this month. Meanwhile, saving orphans in Guatemala from human trafficking smells like lavender. Let me explain. Orphan Outreach shares the love of Christ with young orphan girls and equips dozens of them with vocational training. With each technique mastered at beauty school, the girls become less vulnerable to slavery. From sponsorship to offering training on missions trips, you can be a part of a brighter future for orphans. We'll show you how at our website. And if someone wishes you a Merry Christmas next month, chances are that person is part of For Haiti with Love's Christmas in August. The fundraiser provides cash for a Christmas party in December put on for Haitian children.
They know there'll be food there, and the Christmas party, they know they will get gifts, and that's more oriented to the children who are all really excited to come and celebrate Jesus' birthday with us.
The Christmas Day party in Haiti provides a hot meal, gifts, and a program that presents the story of Christ's birth. For Haiti's Eva DeHart says it draws people who might not have any other contact with the gospel.
So this is a poor segment of Haiti that doesn't get the opportunity to hear Jesus' message, and we invite them to come and learn about him and celebrate his birthday with us.
To come alongside For Haiti with Love or to learn more about the Christmas party, get connected at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.